We kicked off our State of the Union series 11 months ago with a look at Iowa. Now, 3 weeks before Election Day, we thought we'd get an update on the Hawkeye State from O.K. Henderson, news director of Radio Iowa. It's my pleasure to welcome her back to the show today. Hello.
Good day.
We spoke before the Iowa caucuses. Barack Obama's 8-point win there propelled his candidacy at the time. Were you surprised that he did so well?
I was not, because I had been out on the hustings watching crowds react to him and seeing that what he thought about community-level organizing had sort of trickled down in his campaign. The nature of the caucuses are neighborhood meetings, and they had organized well in ways that the Clinton campaign had not. And by the time the Clinton campaign discovered their problem, they weren't able to mobilize and compete in the against Obama here.
Do you think that because Iowa played such a role in the campaign that people in the state feel more of a connection to Obama?
I think they feel in some ways less of a connection to him. He has not campaigned here since late July. John McCain has been here twice in September and was here over this past weekend, still considers it one of the swing states in the McCain constellation of we hope to win states. Major media news polling in this state indicates that Barack Obama holds as much as a 12-point or 15-point lead over McCain in Iowa, but yet the McCain campaign still comes back here hoping to win Iowa's 7 electoral votes.
Because of the independent votes, are they still up for grabs?
There are some undecided voters. One of the interesting things about the outcome of the caucuses is that Democrats have made significant gains in voter registration in all parts of the state, and Republicans have not made the same kinds of gains. So Democrats, by the nature of the caucuses, the interest in all the candidates that were participating, you know, January 3rd of this year, that certainly is a factor. One of the things that struck me when I heard Michelle Obama speaking on The Daily Show this past week was her comment that her husband has been campaigning for 21 months. For Iowans, it seems as if he's been campaigning for 2 years. Barack Obama's first visit to Iowa was in September of 2006. He was the featured speaker at Iowa Senator Tom Harkin's annual fall fundraiser. Obama returned on sort of an election eve rally in Iowa City, Iowa, which attracted thousands of people. So the Obama campaign has been on the ground here for 2 years. So in many respects, as I'm out meeting people, listening to them as they stand in line at the convenience store, there's a bit of a fatigue factor here in terms of how long this campaign has been.
When we spoke last November, you described the different levels of enthusiasm that you saw in each of the parties. Maybe we can listen to a clip of that.
I suspect Iowa may again be one of those 13 to 15 swing states, primarily because both parties are well organized in the state. The one caveat that I would put in that is I see an intensity level among Democrats in the state that I don't see among Republicans. And that sort of hunch was, confirmed this past week by a poll from, again, the American Hospital Association. One of the Republican pollsters who worked on that poll said that when they asked Iowa voters and tried to judge their intensity level, Democrats were twice as likely to want to go to a caucus as were Republicans.
Interestingly, Mike Huckabee won the Republican caucus.
Right.
And there are now about 100,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans in Iowa, although
right.
Independents are the biggest voting bloc. So I assume that enthusiasm translated into new voters for the Democrats.
Right. The one caveat I'll add on this day is that Sarah Palin's choice as a running mate has really propelled many Republicans who had no interest in John McCain into attending a McCain rally or actually voting for McCain. You've seen it in other states, and I have heard it here, whereby people say they're voting for Palin rather than voting for McCain.
How did the state's congressional delegation vote on the financial rescue plan, which passed the House?
Iowa has five congressmen, three of whom are Democrats, all of whom supported the package in the end. The two Republican congressmen from Iowa voted against the bailout.
But Bruce Braley was the only member of the only Democrat to change his vote.
Right.
He voted against the first version and then supported the second version. Has he explained his decision?
Well, there are some of those sweeteners in the bailout bill which directly benefit Iowa flood victims. So that is one of the reasons why he explained his switch.
He is a first-time term congressman facing
Correct.
A tough race?
He is not. He is opponent is an emergency room doctor who's been a state senator for 2 years, and most polling shows that that is not a competitive race. The lone competitive race in Iowa features Republican Congressman Tom Latham, a 14-year incumbent, who is challenged by a woman, Becky Greenwald, who could, if she wins this race, become the first woman from Iowa to win a seat in Congress.
Now, I'm assuming ethanol is a big issue in Iowa. That's what we said last time we talked. Will that determine how people vote? And will it affect Senator McCain, who's made no secret of his dislike of the subsidies for the ethanol industry?
And also made no secret of his dislike of farm subsidies in general during a speech that he delivered in Missouri at the end of September. The Obama campaign believes that in a race where things may be won on the margins, that if a few Republican-leaning farmers in the state of Iowa who are concerned about McCain's opposition to the farm bill, which was just enacted late this spring, his long-term hostility toward ethanol, and his discussion in Missouri of his link between American farm subsidies and the lack of food in third world countries can combine to prove a margin of victory in rural areas of the state where they might not have that sort of a chance with another sort of Republican candidate who would be more favorable toward farm subsidies.
And so despite what Sarah Palin is saying about Senator Obama being from Chicago, he's also from Illinois, which is another ethanol-producing
right.
state.
Exactly.
So are you willing to venture a prediction for Election Day? Who's going to win?
My sense is that the Obama campaign, which had ratcheted itself up again after the caucuses and has been turning out early votes, Iowans began voting on September 21st, will pull out a victory here in Iowa, and Iowa will be a blue state in the Obama column.
Has anybody been able to determine how people are casting their votes through the early voting?
No, just that they are casting their ballots.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us again. I've been speaking with O-K, not O-K, but K-A-Y, Henderson, news director of Radio Iowa. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for the invitation.